بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Hadith number 270 in our series on Umdat al-Ahkam was narrated by Jabir ibn Abdullah ibn Haram, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father. Who would volunteer to read this hadith, inshallah?
Narrated Jabir ibn Abdullah. I heard Allah's Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the year of the conquest of Makkah, saying, Allah and his Prophet prohibited the trade of alcohol, dead animals, pigs, and idols. People ask, O Allah's Prophet, what about the fat of dead animals? For it is used for greasing the boats and the hide, and people use it for light. Said, no, it is prohibited. Allah's Prophet further said, may Allah curse the Jews, for when Allah made the fat prohibited for them, they melted the fat and sold it and ate its price.
Jazakallah khair. Now this hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father, includes a lot of points that we should take a look at. First of all, the conquest of Mecca happened in the 8th year of Hijrah. And in that, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned a number of prohibited things. And he said that these following things are haram. The first one he started with, alcohol. Actually, the word used is khamr, and khamr is referred to wine. But when someone comes and says that, okay, the Prophet prohibited wine, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Quran wine, so it's okay to drink beer or whiskey or different types of alcoholic beverages, as they call it. So is this permissible or not? He said, no, because the Prophet said, and he clarified this to us in the Sunnah, and he said, whatever a large quantity intoxicates you, then the smallest of it would become haram. So whether it is wine, whether it is whiskey, whether it is a vodka or tequila or scotch or whatever they call, all of this is forbidden and haram. Whether it is heroin, cocaine, crack, meth, it is all haram because they all intoxicate. And without any doubt, intoxications are harmful for any normal person. And that is why among the disbelievers, there are a lot who do not drink. Why? Because they know that this is harmful. So logically, it is forbidden. Now, what is the beginning of the hadith? The Prophet said, Allah Azza wa Jal has made forbidden. Then the prohibition comes from whom? Only from Allah and the Prophet ﷺ, who conveys Allah's laws to us. So prohibition of something is not for you and me. It is for Allah Azza wa Jal. It's a serious thing. Then the Prophet mentions, ﷺ, the dead animals. What do you mean by the dead animals? Meaning that anything that is not slaughtered. Now, in Islam, all animals, birds, cannot be consumed unless we slaughter them and the blood flow, and we mention Allah's name. So these are the two conditions in normal slaughtering. There is something that is not normal, which is hunting a game. So you have to say Bismillah, and you shoot something that penetrates. But this is also will come in the chapter dealing with hunting, inshallah. If I come and I find a very big, beautiful cow, dead, it died. Heart attack, high cholesterol, blood pressure, it's not my business, it's dead. Is it slaughtered? No. Can we do CPR? It's dead, khalas, it's gone. So, okay, a lot of meat. Can we eat it? No, this is dead meat. Haram, dead meat. Okay, can we use the liver? No, it is completely prohibited. The whole thing is dead. And the difference of opinion of the skin, can we use it after tanning it or not? And this is not the place. We mentioned this in the very early beginning of the book of Tahara. What about the things that come out of it that is not part of it? such as the wool, the things that can be cut and it's not alive because of it. This is, inshallah, pure and permissible for you to use. The third thing that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned was the pigs. The pig, the swine, the animal itself is totally prohibited for Muslims. Everything, or can we use the milk, for example? Ya akhi, anything dealing with pigs is completely prohibited for Muslims because it is totally prohibited for Muslims to consume it and to eat it. The following thing the Prophet mentioned was the idols. Now, what is the word used by the Prophet ﷺ in the hadith? The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wal asnam, the plural of sanam. What is the difference between sanam and wathan? Do you know? Sanam and wathan. In Arabic, wathan, anything that is worshipped other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Sanam, anything that is worshipped other than Allah but has the form of a human being, an animal, etc. So rocks are awthan, but an idol is a sanam. So the Prophet is mentioning anything, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is worshipped other than Allah, it is prohibited for you to sell or to buy. And this includes also not necessarily things that have the form of a statue, also anything that is worshipped, such as the cross. The cross is considered to be a wathan. And that is why when Adi ibn Hatim, may Allah be pleased with him, came and accepted Islam, the Prophet told him, alayhi salam, remove this wathan from your neck. And he was wearing a cross. So it is not permissible to wear or to sell or to buy crosses and anything that relates to idol worshipping. And then the Prophet alayhi salam was asked, now you told us that Allah made these things forbidden. What about the fat we get from dead animals? Okay, we did not slaughter them. The animal is dead. If I collect the fat, I can use it. Now the Prophet is talking alayhi salatu wasalam in the very beginning. What did he say? Allah has made forbidden the price. So selling it is prohibited. So the companions were asking, okay, Azizam, now there are things that we can make benefit of. We use the fat of dead animals can be used in greasing the ships. Ships were made of wood. So greasing it means that the water would not come in, would not leak. So we use it, and also we use it in lighting the candles and lamps, etc. So is it permissible? The Prophet said, والسلام, no, it is prohibited. And then the Prophet said, والسلام, may Allah kill the Jews. Now the Prophet والسلام, is making dua, and the dua is against the Jews. Why? The Prophet justified this by saying that when Allah Azza wa Jal made things forbidden upon them, they twisted Allah's laws, trying to make a trick to make things become halal. So Allah forbade this thing for them, so they made a trick, sold it, and consumed the price of it or the cost of it. And this is against what Allah Azza wa Jal has made forbidden to them. This is called al-hiyal, or tricking, doing tricks so that you can bypass, can cross, can do something that Allah Azza wa Jal has made forbidden. For example, on the Sabbath, Allah Azza wa Jal forbade the Jews to work, and they were overlooking the sea and they were fishermen. Only on the Sabbath they will get the fish coming. Allah forbade them from fishing on Sabbath. What did they do? They went on Friday, they dug ditches in the sea so that when the fish come on the Sabbath, they're stuck, they cannot go out. And on Sunday, they would collect this fish. So they made a trick. What did Allah Azza wa Jal do to them? Transmuted them into apes and swines as a punishment. So this is extremely forbidden. And likewise, You can tell from this hadith that Allah is blocking the means that lead to haram. Because they were asking, what is the ruling on using and utilizing this fat? And scholars differed. Some of them said, were they, when the Prophet said, no, was he referring to selling the fat or using the fat? Scholars differed. Some of them said, no, is to use the fat. You're not allowed to use the fat of dead animals because this would lead to selling it and consuming its cost. Other scholars say, no, the Prophet prohibited السلام, selling it, but he did not prohibit using it. So if you have a dead animal and you take the fat and use it for greasing the boats or for using it to light the house, this is permissible. Selling it to someone else and getting the money of it, this is haram. And the majority say that no, using it and selling it is forbidden, and this is a choice of Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Baz and other great scholars, the majority, and it appears to be the most authentic opinion, just to be on the safe side, though Sheikh al-Islam bin Taymiyyah and other scholars say that no, you can use it, but you must not sell it. So to be on the safe side, forbid using it and selling it as well. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.